Welcome back to Southeastern Ohio's Outdoor Show. My co-host is Don Big Daddy Pegath.
Yes, I am.
And I'm Chuck Berry. And Don, some deer are being taken.
A few.
And we like to kind of keep everybody updated on what's going on out there and hunting habits. And Muskegon County's just not swinging the bat as hard right now.
It doesn't seem like it, Chuck. These weekly deer harvest report is from last week was the 10th, so this is the 17th report. I won't know the up to the 24th until next week, so gotcha. I'm a week behind. However, Ashtabula County has 487 taken. Trumbull County fell from first to second with 474. Coshocton is at 419. Licking County, 391. Tuscarawas at 356. Holmes County at 314. Hamilton County at 285. Knox County at 275. Richland County only missed it by one, 274.
Wow.
And then Muskegon County at 272. Yeah, and for a total statewide, though, is 13,292.
You know, and your last report was like 9,000-something. So
yeah.
Pretty good jump in one report to the other.
Yeah, and again, you know, Muskegon fell from 8th place to 10th place. Coshocton fell to 4th place. Doggone. And it looks like Lincoln County fell clear off the chart.
Well, and I want everybody to know it's not a race, but it's just
kind of I'm sorry, they're 4th.
They're 4th?
Yeah.
It just kind of goes to show you the activity in each county and what's going on there. And this time of year, some of the guys are seeing some nice, nice deer.
Yeah, when I was up at Phillips picking up my antelope meat,
a
guy brought one in that he had harvested just not too far from Phillips meat processing up there. Nice buck. It was a nice one. He said they're starting to chase the does. The does aren't receiving, but they're getting the...
They're interested.
Yes. They show the interest, but the females aren't. And that same day, I was talking to Kathy out at Dillon Falls store, and she said the hunters came in, said that the bucks are following after the does, and their necks are starting to swell up, but the does aren't in heat yet. So
gotcha. You know, right now we did learn too that there's some deer they're finding with blue tongue.
Yeah, that's another name for that epizootic. Hemorrhagic disease.
Well, I gotta tell you,
EHD.
Chelsea, when she was here, she could rattle.
Oh, off. yeah, she probably says it more times a day than I do.
Yeah, no doubt.
But yeah, the blue tongue disease is caused by a little gnat around watering holes, and the disease itself is not dangerous to humans. You can't contract it from the animal, but of course if the animal is already sick, it could lower its immune system and catch something else that you could possibly get. And some of the symptoms that you can see is that the deer's eyes are kind of like swollen up, and their tongue and their is turning blue. That's the name, blue tongue.
Mm-hmm.
And their mouth is swelling up, and they're getting to the point where they're really not that afraid of humans. They just kind of start walking around.
They're in a real docile state.
Yeah, and most of the times when you find them dead, you'll find them near water.
Right.
Or in shade, because that's what they need to do, because they get a fever and everything. So best thing you can do is if you see one like that and it's dead, report it to the wildlife officer. And let him know where at and everything so he can come look at it. And again, if it's a nice big buck and it's dead and you want the antlers and stuff, you need to call the wildlife officer so he can come out and make a carcass report out for you, and you can legally own it then.
Yeah, there you go. You know, it's important for folks to understand that these kind of things happen, and it's kind of a thinning of the herd type thing.
Yeah.
And it's just going to happen from time to time. I will say we're fortunate here in Ohio that not only do we have the state kind of monitoring this stuff, but sometimes you'll come across a check-in situation We don't really check in the way we used to. And the U.S. Department of Agriculture would come sometimes and say, hey, nice doe there. Can we get a throat culture from it? Or can we get a
tooth out
or something like that.
Yeah.
So we are kind of fortunate in Ohio to have a lot of those studies pinned on our state, so to speak. Iowa's pretty big for that. We know Michigan's pretty big for that. So,
well, the fact of the matter is if you lose your deer herd, you're going to lose a lot of your money.
Yeah.
So if there's no deer, there's going to be no hunters, and if there's no hunters, there's no commerce. So.
We talk about this every year. Deer hunting to Ohio is a payday and a half.
Yes, it is.
And even here in Muskingum County, you go out during Deer Gun Week and realize that those that got done earlier are at the movie theaters and the restaurants and in the other establishments in the area, and they bring their wallets with them, that's for sure.
Yeah, because you can't drink for free.
Yeah, you know, and here's the cool part. It's not money that's already here. A lot of times, again, if you'll check out some of the hotels, you'll see that New Jersey and New York and Virginia from all around us that come in for that particular week.
Yeah, just for the Zanesville Rifle Club Deer Sight-In that we have.
Yeah, you guys.
Yeah, right before, the weekend after Thanksgiving, right before deer gun season, we have people in from New York, North Carolina, Florida.
Right.
I mean, we have them in from all over the place. Not so much anymore, which is another topic, they're really clear-cutting a lot out of Blue Rock State Forest, and you just don't see the deer you used to see.
You know, Don, let's talk about that a little bit when we come back. We're going to take a break and pay a few bills. You're listening to Southeastern Ohio's Outdoor Show here on Highway 103.